Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Republicans are using Israel as an excuse. Right. What they really want are tax cuts for the wealthy. So Israel, that can be one reason they
put forth. That's why some of the Republican Jewish supporters are really active.
Well, that's how they're being exploited.
Right.
And they're smart people. They follow these issues. Right.
Them Jews sure are smart, Nancy, huh? Welcome to the Savage Nation. I wouldn't say that's the biggest story because Nancy Pelosi is known for being a dummy. And an insulting dummy at that. But I got to ask Jewish listeners, how do you feel about Nancy Pelosi saying, you Jews sure are smart, but you're being misled by Republicans? Now, let's turn this around. What if a Republican said, oh, those blacks, they sure are smart, but they're being exploited by those Democrats. They're smart people, you know? How does anyone feel about that? No answer. New York City mayor wants hospitals to lock up baby formula to encourage breastfeeding. Now, I wrote a book called The Art of Feeding Children Well or Healing Children Naturally 30 years ago, and it's a great book in which I certainly encourage breastfeeding because I know that breast milk contains colostrum, which is an immune factor, and formula doesn't have colostrum. But I don't think it's the mayor's role to lock up baby formula to encourage breastfeeding because the next thing you know, this little mini Caesar in New York City, Mayor Bloomberg, may ban childbirth in New York City and say that viviparous reproduction is, while not illegal, viviparous reproduction is kind of distasteful. And we can get all the babies we need by importing them. We can bring in illegal aliens and have anchor babies. We don't need you to have viviparous reproduction anymore in New York City. Don't have any babies. That's not mandatory that you don't have babies, but Mayor Bloomberg wants to make certain that we have no more live births in New York. That would be as intelligent as this decision. The man is making himself an international laughingstock. I don't expect you to call about this. I'm sure most of you are looking at half-naked girls running around in the Olympics in London. I understand that. Since I myself am not in my normal California here on the Savage Nation, I'm on the East Coast enjoying the sweltering humidity and heat. The ocean's gorgeous. I came here for the ocean to use my surfboard, which I did. The water is like bathtub, 86-degree ocean. It's like swimming in green jello. But one of the things I like doing when I'm on the East Coast is picking up actual newspapers. For some reason, I don't buy them on the West Coast. It's all digital, right? But I grew up reading newspapers. The folded paper on the subway was a staple of my youth. So the papers I bought today are the Daily News, the Wall Street Journal, the Palm Beach Post, the New York Post. The front page of the Daily News shows a pack of girls, if you want to call them girls, just wild animals. They were riding a train at 6 in the morning, drunk, drinking beer. A 63-year-old male, a Vietnam veteran. The poor guy is going to work at 6 in the morning to sell souvenirs down in Times Square, and they're making noise on the subway. He's going to work. He says, can you please quiet down? They beat him up and stab him and then laugh about it. Now, I wouldn't call them girls. I wouldn't call them women. I would call them animals. The Vietnam veteran is white. The girls are not white. It's not a hate crime in New York City, as you well know. It's only a hate crime if it's in the other direction. Again, that's not a story you can comment on. But we go to page 2, and there's a story you are going to comment on. Justice Scalia, the most conservative justice on the Supreme Court and a hero of mine, says the right to bear arms could be restricted legally, and I agree with him. And in fact, he must be listening to the Savage Nation because after the massacre in Colorado in the movie theater, I went on this radio program and I said unless we conservatives call for some restrictions such as barrel magazines, body armor. The left is going to seize the day, and they're going to wind up doing much more than we would do. Scalia came out ahead of it. He says the right to bear arms could be restricted legally. And he says that the Second Amendment limited the type of weapons people could carry, even in those colonial days. There are some limitations. He says because at the time the Constitution was drafted, he said there were restrictions. For example, there was a law that barred the people in those days from carrying a really horrible weapon like a battle axe just to scare people. And he's right. We have to limit certain weapons, which we do. You understand that? Scalia says the right to bear arms could be restricted legally. I agree with him. Now, some would say, oh, he's a liberal. You're wrong. Unless you understand that no freedom is absolute. No freedom is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater, for example. You can't carry a machine gun. It's illegal. You understand that? There are no absolute freedoms in this country. Justice Scalia wants some limitations on arms compatible with the Second Amendment. Mayor Bloomberg says we're locking up baby formula. Here's a man who says medical marijuana good, baby formula bad. Medical marijuana good, baby formula bad. Soda bad. Unlimited amounts, Jeroboams of wine are not banned, because apparently the mayor would serve Jeroboams of wine at his dinner parties. For those of you who don't know what a Jeroboam is, look it up. It's an extremely large bottle of wine. It's not the fifth size that you're used to in a liquor store. A Jeroboam is much larger. People buy it for the sake of economy. Even if it's expensive Bordeaux wine, you want to buy it in the Jeroboam size because it's more economical than in the smaller bottle size, the way people buy big sodas at ball games to economize. You buy a 32-ounce soda, you split it with someone. It's cheaper than buying two 16s. Now the same mayor is saying, you know what? I want to limit the amount of baby formula that they get so they are encouraged to breastfeed. As I say, of course, breastfeeding is more desirable. Also in the newspaper today, 1-800-449-8255 is the phone number. Mitt Romney's in Israel saying no option should be excluded in defending the state of Israel. God bless him. Israel finally sees a friend again. You can't say that Obama's Israel's enemy, but he has abandoned Israel. There is no question that Obama has abandoned Israel and Romney has embraced Israel in plain English. Here's another story from, well, the Daily News and all the newspapers. Cheney is saying that it was a huge mistake for Palin to be chosen as a VP for old Tom McCain, who should have stayed in the shoe business. I'm joking, of course. I would argue that Dick Cheney was a bigger mistake than Sarah Palin. I would say that Dick Cheney was the biggest mistake in the history of the vice presidency. I would say that next to Joe Biden, Dick Cheney is the biggest laughingstock in the history of the vice presidency. Now, why would Dick Cheney suddenly decide that he should take a swing at Sarah Palin before taking an even bigger swing at President Obama on Monday? Why? Why would Cheney say that? He said, I met her, I know her, but based on her background, she'd only been governor for, what, 2 years? I don't think she passed that test of being ready to take over the president, the presidency, and I think that was a mistake. Well, some would argue that he was the biggest mistake of all. He got us into Iraq based upon a false premise that the only person who believed he was telling the truth was Wallbanger on Fox News, the man who never went past, let us say, contracting school. Yet he poses as a great intellect. That's right. Wallbanger on Fox News loved Dick Cheney. Wallbanger still thinks we liberated Iraqis. Wallbanger and the whole Fox gang thinks that the Iraq war was fun and wonderful. But every time you think about Cheney's war, the Iraq war, you should recognize that the only people who benefited from the Iraq war was the Halliburton subsidiary, Kellogg Brown & Root, which made about $10 billion for its superb work in Iraq. So all those soldiers who lost their arms, legs, and eyes got killed in the war that Bush and Cheney started. Well, some people think that Kellogg Brown & Root made a killing. That's good, isn't it? Cheney ought to be quiet and disappear. Cheney has no right to say Palin was a big mistake because Cheney, by the way, was the biggest mistake in history. I've given you 5 to 6 stories. The phone number now is 1-800-449-8255. It's the Savage Nation. Second Amendment's up there. Cheney's up there. Pelosi's up there. Let's start again and refresh the show on the Savage Nation. Let's start with the genius, Nancy Pelosi, telling Bloomberg News that Republican Jews, they're smart people, but they're being exploited. Any Jews out there feel insulted by that statement? Them Jews, they're smart, you know, but they're being exploited. Listen to clip five.
Many of the Republicans are using Israel as an excuse. Mm. What they really want are tax cuts for the wealthy. So Israel, that can be one reason they
That's why some of the Republican Jewish supporters are really active.
Well, that's how they're being exploited.
Right.
And they're smart people. They follow these issues. Right.
Oh, yeah, them Jews, they're smart. You know, I know that. As an Italian, I know how smart them Jews are. Does any Jew out there listening to... Do I have any Jewish listeners? Number one, I don't know if I do. Number two, if I have a Jewish listener out of my 8 or 10 million, are any of you offended by Nancy Pelosi's pandering to you? Can you imagine a politician saying, those black voters, they're smart, but they're being exploited? What do you think you might hear from High Jackson and the other race baiters? What do you think? But the Jews don't say a word. Anyway, look, that's a minor story. She's well known for not knowing what's going on. We know that. 1-800-449-825. There are so many other stories. Scalia opens door for gun control legislation. This is a big story. Obama takes a risk on bringing out Bill Clinton to bail him out with blue-collar voters. Is there a blue-collar voter who still thinks Bill Clinton is anything but what, well, he's always been? I mean, there's amazing stories this week. Doesn't matter where I am, east, west, north, south. North, east, west, and south. It's all the news to me. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
The Savage Nation, my 8 to 10 million listeners, maybe bigger, who knows with the internet. I have, amongst those 8 to 10 million a week, there are approximately 12 women who listen to the show. And 6 Jewish people. 1-800-449-8255. Enjoy life. This is not a rehearsal. Yeah, I'm in another studio of mine on the East Coast now. I have knickknacks. I've become a knickknack collector. One of the knickknacks is of an ugly bulldog with the underbite, wearing a clown costume. I don't know where I got this, with a clown nose. And it says, enjoy life, this is not a rehearsal. I look at it sometimes and I laugh. The things people make and collect, it's beautiful, the things people make. But I got to tell you something. When I listen to Nancy Pelosi saying that Republican Jews, well, they're smart people, but they're being exploited, I can't believe this woman doesn't understand how insulting she is. I cannot believe it. I don't understand what world she lives in. Or Mayor Bloomberg pushing hospitals to hide their baby formula so more new mothers will breastfeed. You know, don't lecture me about health and health food. I wrote a book that Bloomberg could only dream of writing called Healing Children Naturally. It's a great book. I wrote it as a favor to people more than anything. And I've recommended breastfeeding for decades because everyone knows it's healthier for the baby. But that doesn't mean a city has the right to sort of hide and lock a baby formula like it's a dangerous drug. This guy is out of control. You talk about it. I don't like to use the word elitist. It's not the proper word for Bloomberg. The word elitist is not the proper word. There's another word for it. But this is a family show. So let's begin with the callers on the Savage Nation. Alec in New York on WOR. Go. What's on your mind? What caught your attention today on the Savage Nation?
Hi, Mike. To me, I felt like what Nancy Pelosi said was purely stereotypical of Jewish people, implying that the only way you could vote for Romney is if you're some rich Jew.
That's what she was saying, is them Jews are smart, but they want to save money on taxes, so it's a double bang.
Exactly. It's like a straight out of the Nazi propaganda. And nobody says anything. Nobody says boo.
Oh, I see. The thrifty Jew trying to save money. That's what she... I don't know. It's beyond belief. How does a Democrat like Nancy Pelosi get away with this, with no one saying to Nancy, do you understand you insulted Jews?
Because the media is in the back pocket.
That's but Alec, let me ask you a question. Are you Jewish yourself?
I'm sorry?
Are you Jewish?
Yes, I'm an Orthodox Jew.
And you're going to vote for Obama because no matter what, anyway,
God
you're
going to. I would never vote for Obama.
Oh, tell you, Mike, so amongst the authors, let me ask you something. Look, this show is a national show. Most people don't know that religious Jews are generally conservative. Isn't that true politically?
Absolutely.
You have a lot of religious Jews who vote for Obama, you think?
No, not at all. The vast majority of the Orthodox Jews are voting for are going to be voting for Romney.
That's interesting. Okay, next caller. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. I have a lot of callers all of a sudden. Even though the Olympics are on and people want to look at half-nude women in playing volleyball or swimming, it's all softcore porn to a lot of people. I know you're going to say that's offensive. It's not. It's about the skill. Say what you want. See, I'm a scholar, even though my voice sounds like that of a longshoreman or a truck driver from the 1950s. I sound like a character in On the Waterfront, but the fact of the matter is underneath that, there's a highly educated man. I studied the Olympics. I know what the basis of the Olympics were. You think it was something noble? It was the rich pigs in ancient Greece who wanted to see naked men and women running around in front of them, and they picked them for their night's pleasures. Now, of course, things have changed. I understand that. But that was the origin of it. You say, oh, no, it was about... Listen to me. Listen to me. You think that there's not a bit of softcore pornography in the Olympics? Then you don't even understand what you're talking about. The very same vermin in Hollywood who produced the massacre in the movie theater to build up ratings, the bloodbath in their movies, created a bloodbath in the movie theater. They're the same ones who are putting out softcore pornography called the Olympics. So, okay, I mean, I'm no prude. Watch it if you want. I don't know. Not a big deal to me. Not a big deal to me. Not a big deal. Not a real, real, real big deal. Not a real big deal. Out of the Second Amendment already, I got a caller out of New Mexico. I got bigger callers on the Pelosi. I got more callers on the baby formula. I got a Second Amendment job. I got a Bloomberg caller. Where is Bloomberg? Drinking a Jeroboam of wine right now with some... How about Dick Cheney saying Palin was a big mistake? Who's a bigger mistake, Palin or Cheney?
Savage.
Many of the Republicans are using Israel as an excuse. Mm. What they really want are tax cuts for the wealthy. So Israel, that can be one reason they
put
forth.
That's why some of the Republican Jewish supporters are really...
Well, that's how they're being exploited.
Right.
And they're smart people. They follow these issues.
Right. Dungaree doll, dungaree doll, paint your initials on my jeans so everyone in town will know we go around together.
And she was a young girl once, how she wound up like this, insulting Jews like this, like it's nothing. You know, I believe if the election were held today, Romney would win by 20 points. Forget what the polls tell you. They're all rigged up. I mean, you even have Bill O'Reilly, that fraud, that leprechaun phony. That phony O'Reilly has the nerve to run a thing saying, according to his polls, Obama's way up in the polls, only because he wants to get him on the show. You know, Bill, what can I say to you? Pinocchio had a small nose compared to yours. That's unbelievable to me. But I believe if the election were held today, Romney is starting to look great, more and more like a presidential personality. Obama's starting to shrink altogether, like disappeared. Shrinking in size, the ears are getting bigger. Then Michelle, to top it off, goes to London and gets a $6,800 sweater to go to Buckingham Palace, and I'm supposed to, and tax the rich. You hear? Nancy Pelosi, the richest woman in American history of American politics, all she's got a vendetta for is to tax the rich. Why would she want to tax the rich? Well, I'll let you figure it out. And Michelle, a $6,800 sweater, but the media covered it up. Unbelievable to me what this media is, how biased it is. Olympics, Olympics, Olympus, Olympics, 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 Olympics. Basically half-naked men and women for the old rulers of ancient Greece to pick them out for the night's pleasures. Now, who's that guy running over in that discus? I bring him in tonight. Who's that? They didn't have girls in the Olympics in ancient Greece. Of course not. They weren't into women in ancient Greece. It was like black olives and... U.S. ordered $200 million wasted on Iraqi police training. A pack of women arrested in six train stabbing after 63-year-old man asked them to be quiet. Guy's a Vietnam vet, going to a job as a trinket salesman. He's white. They're not white. They rip him to shreds, and they stab him. No hate crime. No hate crime. But instead he bans, he doesn't ban groups of girls on a subway, but he bans infant formula. Kirk Douglas donating $5 million to New York College alma mater. Eh, well, what can you say? He's had enough trouble in his life. Cancer, the sun, the drugs. Northern New York College, he graduated from 73 years ago. Kirk and Ann Douglas and St. Lawrence University in Canton. Everyone ever hear of St. Lawrence University? Listen, I have a breaking story for you about my life that I was going to hold personal, you know, to myself. But I'm going to introduce it and play with it all week. I'm not going to name the personality. But, a once major figure in the American media, in the American news. He was as big as they get. He's doing a special on newly influenced people in the news. Newly influential people in the news. Sorry, not influenced people. And they want to come out to my home studio in California and do with two crews. I mean, this is a big deal. And I've been asking myself, do I need him? Do I want him? What do you want from me? I'm never going to divulge the man's name, but I'm going to ask you, should I do it? And here's what they said. They said, Savage, the center of what we want to talk about to you is about the manner in which the thought leaders in American politics have changed. At one time, it was Lippmann and Reston or Huntley, Brinkley, and Cronkite. But people now argue that it's no longer the network anchors, but the people who now approach the news with a distinct point of view who control the news. These people have large and committed followings, be they conservative or liberal. Radio is a powerful force in this. And you are one of the major figures in radio. Politicians have to pay attention to what you say. You are overstating our ignorance, he says. We don't have to be regular listeners. Because here's what happened. They started by saying they wanted to come out. Then I said to the guy by email, you do know I'm the only member of the American media banned in Britain. He said, no, I don't know it. Then he says to me, you're not on a major station in Washington, D.C. So he gives me a double insult. So I said, well, you don't know me. You don't know I'm banned in Britain, but you want to send out two camera crews to my home studio? Why? Then he says, well, we don't have to be regular listeners or to have read all your books to know the size of your audience and your impact on the political dialogue. And he says, as for the timing, he says, we're hoping to air this right after the conventions. And it takes that long to put together a primetime magazine story. I'm not going to read any more. Then he says, when we can, I need to talk to you about the physical setup at your house. I need a guidance about the interview, how big an area, what I need to think about for camera gear. We'd also like to get a little footage of you preparing for your program and then going on the air, blah, blah, blah. I hope this begins to address your questions. You can call me. He's a very nice producer, nice man, but someone I admire very much, who's very close to me, says they're going to destroy you. They're going to cut you, going to slice you, dice you. They're going to play old footage. They're going to try and turn you into Hitler. They're not going to be very nice to you. Then another person I know said, don't do it. I've only told two people about it. I'm going to open it up to the caller. Should I do this interview or not? Now, you may say, "Are you Savage, you're kidding me." No, I'm not kidding you. Remember when the New Yorker guy wanted to come out? And for months I read his emails without divulging his name, nor the magazine. And you all said, don't do it. And I took the chance. And it was actually the best interview ever written about me. I still prize the New Yorker profile. But I'm not sure about this one. I'm just not sure about it. What have I got to gain at this phase of my life? This stage of my life, should I take the chance and let the cameramen come out? You realize what I'm letting them do. They're going to come to a home studio. They're going to be there all day. I mean, I got to give them a knish, a hot dog. No, I mean, I got to. No, it's not that. Come on. They're going to be there. You know, Teddy's going to be exposed. Then what? You think they're actually going to play my opinions? You know they're going to cut it up and like run images of Hitler over my head or Mussolini and then say, well, he's influential, but he said this 10 years ago and he's banned in Britain for being such a right-wing maniac. And then therefore, why should Romney need his? I mean, I'm really afraid of this. But let's go back to the main story, which is Pelosi. Are you offended or not? New York, WOR Shelley, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes. Good evening, Michael. It's an honor to speak to you again.
Thank you.
Pelosi should... She's terrible. I don't know where on earth they ever dug this person up, how she ever ran for Congress. All I remember was her taking her gavel, banging it, and telling everybody that you're going to have to pass this bill to find out what's in it.
Yeah. Well, no, she's definitely fascistic. There's no question. She pushed the bill through, her and Harry Reid, with legal and illegal maneuvers such as buying votes. It was unbelievable to me that she got away with it. But now the woman is insulting Jews, saying all they want is a tax cut. That's why they're voting for Republicans.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, why would a Jew ever vote for a Democrat after this? I'll bet you $1 million you have relatives who still vote for a Democrat.
There you go. You just want $1 million.
Right.
In my family, they're all those crazies in my family, I hope they're listening, are going to vote for Obama. We have a few choice names for him, but I won't say it on the air.
Unbelievable. Well, I have a song for your relatives. Play it now, guys. Thanks for the call. Play the song for them. You got it ready? The Joe and Paul song? Because I want to translate for my listeners. Don't have it. Just the button. You just hit the button, Joe.
Joe en Paul, laat door elkaar knieken, brabrilla Joe en Paul, dat werd je bully krieken, brabrilla zoet, hij koopt, hij giet een zolen perfect, hij geeft een dagtier, kuiven, door bij Joe en Paul.
Now, the reason I play that song is to make myself laugh. Nobody understands why I play that song. It was, let me start from the top. When I was a little boy in New York, you know, there were ethnic stations in New York. WBAI, I think, is all Spanish and this and that. So when I was a kid, there was a very large Yiddish-speaking population in New York, and they used to play Yiddish shows. Yiddish is a mixture of German, Hebrew, and invented words, and it was meant as basically a language so that the overseers in the medieval times didn't know what the Jewish people who were violently oppressed were saying, really. And it became a whole language unto itself with its own literature. Fabulous literature. Isaac Bashev, a singer, wrote in Yiddish, and so did others. It's a beautiful language. I myself don't speak the language. However, I know a few words of it. And the song makes me laugh because it's very funny. They used to play this song on a radio station, and it meant... Well, play it again for a minute. I'll translate it right after it. Listen. The music unto itself.
Joe en Paul, laat store afar knieken, brabrilla Joe en Paul, dat werd je bully krieken, brabrilla zoet, hij koopt, hij giet een zolen perfect, hij veet een daftier, kuiven, door bij Joe en Paul.
It's basically, you know what it is, they were playing on a religious themed background. That's on how smart the ad maker, he made an ad that sounded like it was part of a synagogue chant. And he was saying, come and shop in the Joe and Paul store and buy your son a suit, a coat, and a gabardine. Basically, that's what he's saying. You should shop here because it's good clothing, etc. It's very funny. But it's a piece of American radio history that only I could laugh at. I don't think anyone in the audience laughs when I play this. In fact, it probably killed the audience. I can't imagine anyone listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico, would listen to the show for another second after hearing the Joe and Paul song. I can't imagine that a conservative Christian listening in Houston, Texas would ever want to listen to me again. But you got to understand something. The first rule of talk radio is one that most people forget. You know what it is? If the host is not having a good time, his show is over. That is why I survive and others have fallen by the wayside, like flies that were swatted down by the audience because they were no longer enjoying it and you knew it. I'm a strange guy. I can enjoy it no matter what they throw at me, no matter who stabs me in the back. I'm bigger than all of them put together. The Lilliputians will never get me down. Never. Only God. Only God. Only God. So I laugh at this. It makes me happy. I make you happy. I have no girls crossing legs. I have no flashing lights, no studios, no hammers, no nail guns like Hannity. I have no shillelaghs like O'Reilly. I have no... You're on with the hand, with the nose growing every day bigger than Pinocchio. It's all my voice, my words, my ideas, and my emotions that you listen to. And it all comes out of the speaker. So if I'm happy, you're happy. If I'm sad, you're sad. If I'm bored, you're bored. And when you start to get bored every day, the audience hears it. And you know what happens? They stop listening to you. I'm not bored. I'm electrified today. Why? Who knows? You know, emotions are incomplicated. I went swimming in the ocean. I got electrified from the water, the electrolytes in the water, the magnesium in the ocean, the fact that I was able to throw myself in on a surfboard. I couldn't believe how warm it was. And I started to despise the weather in San Francisco. I couldn't take it. It was windy and cold and windy and cold. And for a while, I enjoy it. You know, it's very gloomy and Jack London-y. It sets the tone for my novels. Hey, after a while, though, give me a little sun. Give me a summer. I could do without 30-knot winds every day. In fact, one of my boats almost sunk 2 weeks ago. I had a small boat. I came. Oh, don't ask about that. A bilge pump that I'd know and looked, and I got out, and it's in the yard. It's being not a big deal. But come out here, the water's green like jello. I feel like I was swimming in like the salt water. I sent Teddy on a walk with the woman who takes care of us down here, housekeeper. It's so hot. It's so humid, and the poor guy's not used to it. I said, look, carry him across the road. There's a big road. And then walk him in the nice area there with the lawns. He come back. The dog came back. He looked like he had been – he was as near death. It was like a near-death experience. Because I even said walk him in the shade. He's panting and gagging, and I was afraid I was going to lose him. No, it's too hot for him. But I don't want to trim him. You know, you see a dog like a little 12-pound poodle, but he looks like a bear because I don't trim him. He's like a little teddy bear. Looks like a little lion, actually. And I'm thinking of giving him a baldy, but leave the hair around the head and neck. But I wouldn't like him as much because his body is the size of a rabbit. This is his camouflage. He makes himself look bigger. So he runs up to big dogs. You know, he's 12 pounds. He was the size of a rabbit inside, not afraid of anything. So they think it's a bigger dog. But you shrink him up like a rabbit who's going to be afraid of him. Big dogs, though, you know what? Big dogs are like big guys. They're like not... They laugh at you if you're a little guy and you kind of, you know, if you display. They're not going to afraid of you. They could swat you down like with a fly swatter. Why should a large dog be afraid of him like a Malamute? Like, eh, come on, little guy, cut it out. I'm not afraid of you. Come on, little guy, calm down. We know that you're a little guy. It's okay. We love you. Oh, goodness. So what do you want to talk? Oh, here we go. We got a live one. Do I have time for this call or not? Look, we're talking about Pelosi insulting Jews, and Jews still vote for Democrats. We are talking about Scalia saying the Second Amendment is up for discussion. We are talking about Michelle Obama wearing a $6,800 sweater at the Buckingham Palace saying tax the rich. Unbelievable to me. And we're talking about me letting cameras in with a major media figure of the past wanting to do a big thing before the election after the conventions. So I want to talk about all of these topics. Lynn in Palm Beach, thanks for listening. Go ahead, please. What topic caught your attention?
As if you need protection, we want to protect you. No, don't do the interview.
Absolutely. Why? Give me woman's intuition. Wait, Lynn. I'm sorry, Lynn. Woman's intuition. What are they going to do to me?
Exploit you. Take advantage of you.
How?
Oh, in every way they can. Every way they possibly can. No.
You mean they'll run a camera and then they're going to cut and cut and cut till they get me touching my nose or saying something that's off, and then they're going to run old footage? Is that what you're afraid of?
Oh, yeah, and whatever else they'll do.
Here's Michael Savage's home studio with a street address. It reminds us of Leni Riefenstahl covering the Olympics in the 1930s for Adolf Hitler. Is that what you're afraid of?
That and whatever else.
So you are protective. Women don't want me to do it. Most men don't even know what I'm talking about. They're watching the half-naked women on the Olympics.
I can't imagine you'll do it.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm still up on it. I don't know. I'm tilting in one way, not in the other. It'll be over in a day. If they hear I'm running this on the air, they'll cancel before I do. No, I can see that's coming. I really do. By the way, my event, September 22nd, Marin County. I don't know when the tickets go on sale. Still, I'm going to do a live event. Is anyone coming to that? 1-800-449-8255, a bargain kriegen. It's an interesting language, like a trick language, secret language. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Well, there's a lot of really big stories out there. Nancy Pelosi insulting Jews, saying that they're being exploited by Republicans, that the Jews only want lower taxes. And they're smart people, though. They're smart people. Oh, yeah. And Jews still vote for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Shocking. Shocking. I don't understand it myself. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, how you can insult people and they still vote for you. It just shows you, it's like the Stockholm Syndrome, in a way. It's like the Stockholm syndrome. Well, they're still better than them guys. Is that it? That's the story of the Democrats? The liberal Jewish people around America who still think Democrats are good for them? They still think that the Triangle Shirtwaist fire occurred yesterday. All right, whatever. And should I do the interview with the ex-major figure in the media? I mean, two camera crews a little much altogether. You know, I'm not 30 years old. I have a camera stuck in my face. I've watched those big, big TV interviews. That camera is so close to your face. Every nose hair has to be, you know, thought about. If you twitch, they make you look like you got something wrong with you. Who knows? I don't know. Florida, Ben, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I would not do that interview unless it was after the election. And if Obama
Hold on. Now you're onto something. Why do you say before the election is the worrisome part?
Before the election, they're going to use you and demonize you, and they're also going to demonize your tens of millions of listeners as this action of people that that the country should be afraid of.
And okay, also, so they're going to say, be afraid of Michael Savage. He's for Romney. Be afraid of Romney. Is that what they're going to try and do?
Well, they're going to, ultimately, they'll use it to silence you completely. And
Wait. What do you mean? How could this guy silence me?
The same way that the crazy people, the crazy liberals in England banned you whenever they...
I get it. I see, but they won't ban the czars of Hollywood who produce blood-soaked movies which result in massacres and shootings every day of the week. They wouldn't ban Harvey Weinstein, for example, from the Democrat convention. He'll be one of the honored guests, Caesar. Caesar Weinstein will be brought out on a chariot along with Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. They'll be brought out to the convention, but not me. Set.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Met her, I know her, she's an attractive candidate, but based on her background, she'd only been governor for what, 2 years, I don't think she passed that test. Of being ready to take over. And I think that was a mistake.
Many of the Republicans are using Israel as an excuse. Mm. What they really want are tax cuts for the wealthy.
Ooh.
So Israel, that can be one reason they
That's why some of the Republican Jewish supporters are really...
Active. Well, that's how they're being exploited.
Right.
And they're smart people. They follow these issues. Right.
Oh, yeah. Them Jews sure are smart, Nancy. Them Jews are smart. But they're all Jews, and they just want a tax cut. There's no other reason they're voting for Romney instead of for the wonderful surprise that we have in the White House. Oh, no. Them Jews. Have you ever heard anything like this in your life from a former Speaker of the House? Do you realize that if Newt Gingrich, let's say, is a former Speaker, ever said that about black people? Oh, they're smart people, but they're being exploited by the Republicans. Do you realize what would go on with the rent-a-mobs that would be outside his office and networks? Pelosi says Jews are smart, but they only want tax cuts? I never heard anything like this. Now, then we played Cheney saying that it was a mistake to have Sarah Palin as the VP candidate with Tom McCain, the other prize that we had there. The other genius. Now, this is crazy altogether because the fact of the matter is Cheney was a bigger mistake than Palin. Palin, for whatever you want to say about her, didn't drag us into Iraq. Palin is not responsible for the deaths of thousands of Americans. Palin is not responsible for the $10 billion that a Halliburton subsidiary made in Iraq? No. So for Cheney, you know, at a certain point, Pelosi should stop talking because she's making a big mistake for her party. Cheney ought to shut up. He's making a bigger mistake than her. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on here. What world these people live in, I'll never understand. Then we have Scalia saying the right to bear arms could be restricted legally, and I agree with him. I know you're going to say, oh, Savage is a sellout liberal. I should have a right to buy an Apache attack helicopter. I should have a right to buy a Huey from the Vietnam era with no automatic rocket launchers. Don't be stupid. Just stop already with the war that's coming against the government. Okay? You got your rifle. You got your pistols. You want to form a militia, you're allowed to form a militia. Now, of course, if Obama then arms a private citizen band, which he's threatened to do before, it's another story, then I would totally disagree. Then we should be able to buy T-38 tanks. If Obama forms an SA, as he threatened he would do in a speech, which I don't want to even play, it's too chilling. That's something Romney ought to play over and over again. But the average American is so dumb, I don't even think they'd understand it. They might even agree with him. Do you realize that if you played the piece where Obama says we need to have a private national security force just as well funded as the U.S. military, do you realize most people, right, Democrats, would agree with him because they hate the military? I don't think you understand how stupid most Democrats are. They fear the military, but they like a private national security force that answers only to Obama. You have no idea the danger we're living in. So we're living in strange times, I agree. Is it any wonder that a man like me has to take a break once in a while from all of the pressure we're under here? I mean, we're carrying the torch, not you. We're carrying a torch. Colorado gunman charged with 24 counts of murder. It's already not even a story anymore. No one in Hollywood's been indicted for the bloodbath. Me, president, the theaters would be closed down for a week in silence and a memory. The studios would be coming to the White House and answer to me. I'd make them take their profits to pay for the hospital care for the wounded for the rest of their lives. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'd be answering to me. If I were in charge, there'd be a new censorship board in Hollywood. But forget about it. Are you kidding me? Michelle says, tax the rich, and she wears a $6,800 sweater in the Buckingham Palace. No one covers it in the media. Astounding. Astounding. Astounding the kind of things people are interested in. Sports. Sports, that's it. Sports, 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 sports. Sports, you interested in sports, sports, sports. You interested in sports, 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 but say the word sports about 100 times to yourself. Sports, 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 sport. My husband's a sports fan. Sports, 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 sports. He wears a hat on backwards. He knows the score of every game going back 10 years, but he has no idea the gangsterism that's going on from the White House. Sports. Sports is a smart man. He's a smart man, my husband. Sports, sports. 1-800-449-8255. New York, Miriam, welcome to the Savage Nation from WOR. Go ahead, please.
Michael, when you played Joe and Paul's song, it reminded me sitting at the kitchen table with my parents and grandparents listening to WEVD.
Wait, don't play it now. Hold on. That song dates back to the 1930s, correct?
That's correct.
I never heard it because I wasn't born then, but I heard it years later, and I play it as a comic piece once in a while.
Yes.
I think Nancy Pelosi thinks all Jews listen to this song.
It was quite a song and quite an advertisement. And just
you're still voting for Obama, right?
Who said?
I know, I'm asking.
No way. Are you?
I don't know. I think anyone who knows the song and the words to the Joe and Paul song is an automatic Democrat.
No way. That's not true.
Come on. I'm just pulling your apron string.
No way. No way.
Miriam, you're
I've
a sweetheart.
I've had enough of him.
You got a wonderful voice. I can tell you're a spry, wonderful woman. You're one of the Jewish people that Pelosi's talking about. You must You must be one of the smart Jewish women who wants a tax cut.
Yeah, right.
No, but Miriam, aren't you insulted by Pelosi saying that them Jews are smart, but they only want a tax cut?
You know that.
What?
I don't agree with anything Nancy Pelosi says.
How does a woman rise up to that position and get away with such insulting
myself.
Racist, insulting, racist statement such as that? How does she get away with it?
I don't understand how she gets away with
it. I know how. We lost the line. I know how she gets away with it. The very same media that wants to crucify me with a double camera set in my house lets her get away with anything she wants. That's all. That's all. Next case. Erica, Wisconsin, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know I am one of the 12 women that listen to you every day, and I love your program. And then I wanted to tell you that I'm working on getting my MBA in Wisconsin, and I'm hoping to become a college professor.
Oh, I love it. So you are you conservative or liberal?
Oh, very conservative, very conservative. I cite you, your words, all the time. I listen to all the conservative programs. I try to teach all these nimwits about what's going on, and they look at me like I'm some kind of freak show or something. But
you Erica, you know, Wisconsin has an interesting background. It's a mixture of almost working 1930s, labor union, anti-establishment, almost anarchist socialist background. And then there's a hardcore conservative streak in people in Wisconsin. So which branch do you come from?
Conservative, all the way.
Conservative farm family, I'll bet?
Nope, not farm family. Just your normal middle-class citizen.
Mm-hmm. Have you read Trickle Down Tyranny, or can I send you a free copy?
Oh, my gosh. I would love it.
Well, I'm sending it. It's going out to you the minute we get off tomorrow. Yes, indeed. 1-800-449-8255 is the phone number if you care to join the conversation about Nancy Pelosi's attack upon Jewish people saying that they only want tax cuts, which is why they're voting Republican, which I think this should be played all week by every radio show in America. Steve in Virginia, what do you think about Pelosi saying Jews vote Republican only because they want tax cuts? Do you think that that's racist? Nothing. A dead shot. Dead in the water. Like a mumble. Gone. No, I don't wait. I don't wait time. I don't wait. If someone's not there for whatever the reason, I hang up. Not their fault. There's a storm coming in here in Florida any minute. We're going to probably lose the show. Now we're afraid the line will go. Oh, I have some studio here. I have MPLS. Multi-protocol label switching. I have the most advanced radio studio equipment in the world. MPLS, multi-protocol label switching. I have no idea what it is. I think basically it's a phone line with a fancy name that costs six times as much. No, but it's studio quality. Does my voice sound good? It's like I'm in the room with you, right? Ah, yes. Top Republican warns leaks ongoing. Chair Mike Rogers tells Fox News that leaks out of the Obama administration have not stopped despite controversy. Leaks, leaks, leaks. No kidding. You think that there are leaks coming out of the Obama White House to our enemies? No. Never mind to NBC, CBS, and CNN. How about leaks to Al-Qaeda? You think that's going on? 1-800-449-8255. You could call on any topic I've touched on. Now, we haven't really played Justice Scalia. I think I should fire it up in a minute. He was on Meatloaf Jr.'s show on Fox News this weekend, and I call Wallachinsky Meatloaf Jr. because Dad Wallace was known as Meatloaf to us because he was known to have, well, he allegedly, old Mike Wallace, allegedly, Wallachinsky threw a meatloaf plate at a cop who gave him a ticket while he was getting a takeout. Remember that story? Where is Wallachinsky these days? Anyway, Mike Wallachinsky, he's laughing my board up. I remember these things. Wallachinsky Mike, known to you as Chris Mike Wallace, was coming home from the studio in his town car, and he was given a ticket while he went out to get takeout, meatloaf. As a man after my own heart, I mean, he knew what he liked, meatloaf, right? So a traffic cop in New York City was writing a ticket, right? Like, and he got mad at him, and he threw the meatloaf at him in the – this is all alleged. I don't know if it's true or not. Allegedly threw the meatloaf in the styrofoam at the cop. It was hushed up with like O'Reilly with the loofah, because Fox News, I gotta hand it to Fox News. If their hosts get in trouble, O'Reilly with the loofah, Wallace with the meatloaf, they hush it up. They called his son, Chris Wallace. I call him Meatloaf Jr. So Scalia goes on Meatloaf Jr.'s show over the weekend, and he shocks the world saying there should be some limitations on arms compatible with the Second Amendment. So Let's start with clip three with Meatloaf Jr. and Scalia.
Obviously, the amendment does not apply to arms that cannot be hand-carried. It's to keep and bear, so it doesn't apply to cannons. But I suppose there are handheld rocket launchers that can bring down airplanes that will have to be, it'll have to be decided.
So how do you decide that if you're a textualist?
Very carefully.
Well, first you have a good meatloaf and mashed potatoes in order to get your brain functioning. Okay, then you take a walk around the Supreme Court and you finish with clip four.
My starting point and probably my ending point will be what limitations are within the understood limitations that the society had at the time. They had some limitations on the nature of arms that could be borne. So it we'll see what those limitations are as applied to modern weapons.
See, I wouldn't mind this discussion occurring if they were former veterans on the Supreme Court. But is there anyone listening to the show who thinks that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a former veteran? She's a veteran of the anti-American ACLU. That she is a veteran of. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a woman. She's like a nightmare that won't go away. The woman was the former chief counsel to the American, the Anti-Christian Liberty Union. The Anti-Christian Liberty Union, which is the most anti-everything you can believe in American history. She was the chief counsel. How did she get on the Supreme Court? Because the Republicans, like Orrin Hatch, ushered her into the Supreme Court. She never, ever should have been appointed. Never. You think she's the proper authority to discuss the Second Amendment? There's a woman, if a Daisy BB gun went off within a block radius of her as she's walking the street, she'd probably get sick. I don't think she's the proper one to analyze it. You think Justice Roberts, who just stabbed the American conservative movement in the back, is the right one to analyze the Second Amendment? Is he still hiding in the Mediterranean? You want to go down the list? Tell me who is qualified in the Supreme Court to discuss the Second Amendment. How about nobody? I'll be right back.
Savage.
There's big flux in American society right now. You got a gang in the White House that's in trouble, so they're bringing in Bill Clinton, you hear? Their idea of saving Obama in the election is to bring in Bill Clinton, a man who was impeached, a man who disgraced the presidency, a man who turned the White House into the outhouse. That's their idea of saving his presidency. It's astounding. And by the way, what has Clinton done since his presidency other than run around the world and collect money and hang around and, you know, a little funny business? Let's say a lot of monikers around the world. That's what he's famous for. That's their idea of saving. I don't believe it. I think that they're totally whacked out in terms of what's going on in the world. And Romney looks more and more presidential. I'm sorry. Looks great. Goes to Israel. They love him after being basically pushed off the map by Obama. Romney's giving the Israelis a hope that they can survive. The following song, by the way, is dedicated to Nancy Pelosi, who seems to think all Jews want is a tax break. This is for Nancy Pelosi.
Joe and Paul Safarigan. Joe and Paul Spican, a bargain king in a suit, a coat, a garotine. Drink that on a claim scene.
Good speech. I give for you morgen, euch, meine liebe Radio Zuhörers. I bring you the program from Joe and Paul's for some 3 stores. The base of stores located in Stendalency in downtown Manhattan. The 2nd store located in Hunts Point, Southern Boulevard in the Bronx. And the 3rd store located in Pitkin Avenue, Bronzeville, Brooklyn. Heute hier bei mir zu Ingele, was da von mir schlecht so. A two turn. A reversible slicker, a heaven a jacket, a poison, a Miami Chevette, a Bronx Sharpie, a Brooklyn Troop. Bring them around, see.
Yay! Everybody dance. Everybody dance across America. This song goes out to Nancy Pelosi. I hope you're dancing tonight, Nancy, because you sure made Jews feel real happy.
Set.
It is the Savage Nation. I'm feeling good. Something's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong. I have a sense of well-being. It's not a normal state for me. Something's wrong. I mean, maybe I should move here altogether to Florida. Horrible weather. I can't stand sweating, yet I feel good. I don't understand it. San Francisco, I love the weather, and I'm miserable all the time. I don't understand. It must be something in the air out there. It's so poisonous in Nancy Pelosi's backyard. The people walk around with a psychosis that's catching. I think the psychosis is catching in San Francisco. The woman gets up and says that Jews are being exploited. All they want is a tax cut. Astounding. No one hears it but me. Now, look, the Olympics, I understand most of you are listening to the show. Who knows if the audience is up or down, but there's a huge audience for the Olympics. I hear the ratings were very high. And I said to you, I'm not that interested in it. I said to you earlier that fundamentally it's softcore pornography. I know, yes, there's skill, of course. But the origin of the Olympics, as a scholarly guy, and I am, I mean, I sound like, you know, sometime a mixture of On the Waterfront, a little Archie Bunker. You don't know who I am. Highly educated, I know history, and the history of the Olympics is very clear. It basically were old degenerates who brought out the young guys to pick one for their pleasure that night, all of the basic czars, the equivalent of the Hollywood producers of today, basically. Ancient Greece is in Hollywood. The ancient Greece never went away. Now, I don't know if you understand that I told you the truth there. It's softcore pornography. I would think that religious people aren't watching the Olympics on television. I'll bet you that religious Jews can't watch it. Religious Muslims can't watch it. I mean, basically, what is it? Half-naked people. Orlando, Florida. Lynn, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Lynn, you're on the Savage Nation. What happened here? Did I press the wrong button?
Hello?
Yes, Lynn, quick. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I heard in ancient Greece that women weren't allowed because all the athletes were naked.
Yes, they were naked male athletes, the discus throwers. Well, look at the statuary. It's of all naked men. That's how the old guys, picked their friends for the evening. So,
thank you.
Are you watching the Olympics today, though, on TV?
I just have a radio, sir. I listen to you.
You should. Because I'm not doing the show naked, I can assure you that.
I understand.
Thank you. Now, one thing I want to tell my listeners, if you're a religious person, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, you can rest assured of one thing. I am not doing this show naked, nor half naked. I am fully, I am fully clothed in this studio, I can guarantee. I'm having a good time. What's wrong with me? I got to pinch myself. Something's wrong. And I didn't think I'd feel this good tonight. You know what it is? I swear. You want to hear something interesting? The time difference is funny. Like on the East Coast, when I'm on the West Coast, the show starts at 3 in the afternoon, 6 on the East, of course. It's a different thing already. The sun's out. Well, here it was still light out, but it sort of feels like a little nighttime-y, the show. It has a bit, because I got dust coming in now. The palmetto palms outside the window, I see them like shaking a little bit, a little wind. I could see a storm, a little Hemingway, a little Island in the Stream. You know what I'm saying? There's a little, it's like a different feeling. It's a nighttime-y thing. I just feel a little more risque or it's a slower pace, I can tell you that. No question about it. And it could be just as simple as I went in the ocean and all the magnesium. You know what I read recently? That the Japanese, when they go in salt water, they don't bathe the salt off for a couple of hours. They let the salt be absorbed into their flesh, basically, through the skin. They're very smart. I mean, you think about that. Think of all the minerals in a clean ocean. Let's start with the most prominent of all minerals that I know of other than sodium, which is magnesium. And magnesium is like taking an Epsom salts bath. You go in warm ocean water that's clean, looks like Jell-O, and it goes into your pores. I mean, you got to feel good. I got a high off it. I can't wait till the show's over so I can ruin it with a glass of wine. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, I shouldn't eat. I shouldn't drink. I should basically fast now. I can't do that. I don't have that strength. I knew a guy in Brooklyn years ago, a barber, used to fast. Frank the Barber. What a hell on him, man. Do you ever get a barber with a halitosis? That is something lethal. You have no idea. There are certain professions that they should never fast. I mean, the guy was in good shape, but if you listen to him telling you about his fast, because what you're doing when you're on a fast is your fat cells are breaking down and you're releasing a smell, you can't believe it. Well, no, there's a reason for the foul odor, which is the fat cells are breaking down and releasing a chemical that's like a skunk. Now, this guy would give you a haircut, a razor cut in Brooklyn. I think his name was Frank the Barber. I don't remember. He's probably long dead. May he rest in peace. He would lecture you while you're having to get the razor cut. You could almost faint. It was so noxious. It was unbelievable. He was boasting about his fast, is what I'm saying. And as he's giving you the haircut, it was so close to you. You know. There are other professions where, like a dentist, you don't want a dentist to fast. You do not want a barber to fast. I'm trying to think of the profession or the tradespeople that you don't want to be around them when they're fasting. A barber, no. For sure, definitely not a dentist. Who else shouldn't be fast? No matter what the reasons are, medical, religious. You don't want to be around them during a religious holiday. I'll tell you that right now in certain trades. A barber for sure. A guy in a lawn business, you don't care. You know, he's not in there. You look at him through the window, right? I'm just having a good time. Come on, I'm just having a good time. Lightening things up for the world. We live in such terrible times. Murders, deaths, bloodbaths, depression, suicide, homicide, fratricide, matricide, hatricide. Liars, thieves, criminals in the White House. Complete and total frauds. Tax the rich wearing $6,800 sweaters. A Democrat saying she's for minorities attacking Jews, saying that they only want a tax cut and gets away with it. Meatloaf Jr., it doesn't end. It doesn't end. That's why I feel good today. I have no idea why I feel good. It must be the magnesium. Philadelphia Norman, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I have to tell you, you are an enlightenment to my life, especially in the dour, dark times that we're living in now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
All the murders and all the this and that.
Oh, horrible.
When you played that wonderful tune about it's a Farganegan, well, you're the Farganegan. You're the guy.
What is the... Wait, hold on. What does Farganegan mean?
When you said you buy a suit, the coat, the gabardine...
Yeah, but wait a minute. I'm the Farganegan?
You're happy. You make
okay,
it...
Well, thank you. I didn't know what it meant, actually. That word, I don't know what it means.
You make me back here. When I grew up in South Philadelphia. It was an enclave of Italian and Jewish. And let me tell you, all I ever heard was those kind of songs from my grandmother playing them, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
But wait,
and
Norman, are you listening to me in Philly right now?
Absolutely.
On what? Which station?
On I'm listening to through New York, WRR, whatever.
I cannot believe the power of that signal out of New York. I cannot believe. I mean, I know it's a flamethrower.
Even though I'm on
a Philly station, a lot of Philly listeners get me on WOR. It's astounding.
That's how I get you, and I've been listening to you for years.
But do you think that it's insulting for me to play an old Yiddish clothing ad on the radio, on national radio?
I lifted my head up from the ground today because I had a rough day.
You
and everything else that's going on all around the world.
No, it's true, but don't you understand I have the same feelings? It's so depressing that if I don't let go and release a little tension with some humor, I can't do the show.
That's where you come in. You have the knack. Even with all the crap that's going on, excuse my expression, you can come in with a joke, whether it be Jewish, American, who knows what. You lighten up things, and it lightens me and everybody around me that listens
that's
to you.
That's nice of you, Norman. Now, let me ask you a question. I'm not being sarcastic. You're still going to vote for Nancy Pelosi, though, because you're a Democrat?
Way.
Come
no,
on.
I'm not voting for any kind of a D. No D's. Yeah. I'm a libertarian, but I'm not voting for D's.
No, I'm just joking. Of course you. But do you see how insulting she is, saying them Jews are smart, but they only want a tax break?
Well, I don't know where she's coming from, whatever she says. She's another Biden. She's the female
Biden.
Oh,
a gaffer.
Yeah.
A gaffer.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for the compliments. I really mean that. Chick-fil-A president statement. Poor guy. Look what they did to him. You know, give Bloomberg credit where credit is due. He's trying to ban formula, Bloomberg, the little Caesar there. He wants to ban soda, trans fats, cigarettes. Now he wants to ban breast formula, infant formula. But to his credit, Bloomberg says that they shouldn't ban chicken fillet. So he has a weakness for fried chicken, probably. You know, let's say you're drinking a Jeroboam of Bordeaux that costs $10,000 a bottle at night with your friends. What's wrong with a little fried chicken to go with it? It's probably better than the food they cook for him right? 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. Look at the stories out here. They're getting crazier by the day. Mad. But I'm here for you. Look at these stories. Cheney, Palin, Michelle wears $6,800 sweater and says that the rich should be taxed. Gets away with it. picked up the Daily News, and I bicycle to a newsstand every morning, sweating like a... You're sweating it. You bicycle in Florida, you can die altogether. But I do it. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm sweating out the toxins of the news. I come back, like I look like the dog who went on the walk later. Unbelievable. The poor dog, he's under the desk. Where are you? There he is. He lays under my desk. All of my home studios have a desk, right? Obviously. What do you think, I'm standing up? No, I'm sitting down. And the desk has a slot underneath, you know, where the feet go. On the right, left, there's drawers. He goes in there like a cave to him. God forbid a technician should come in to try to adjust a piece of equipment. He goes at their hands and feet. Bites the sneakers first, then the hands if they touch a piece of... It doesn't matter who they are. If they go anywhere near Mike's computer, Teddy goes for the fingers. Unbelievable. Terrific. Where's this guy? Ah, I love this caller. We got nice callers tonight. I think that basically people enjoy the show tonight. They're so tired of the horrible news in the Olympics. The naked Olympics and the naked politicians. Well, the naked Olympians and the fully clothed politicians who are disguised. They're calling Governor Cuomo in New York the Richard Nixon of Albany. Did you hear that one? Even the Daily News called him the Richard Nixon of Albany because of the secretive nature of Cuomo in New York. That's for another day. No one cares about New York and Cuomo. But another Democrat claiming he's had an open administration. They said they never saw anything like it. He doesn't even send emails. He uses Blackberries because there's once you erase, you can't. Right? Right? That's what you got. Another one. They call him the Richard Nixon of Albany in New York. How do you like that? I don't pay much attention to the New York politics. If it's national, yes. Local, if it's got national implications, maybe. Florida, Chad, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Chad.
I love the show, Mike, Dr. Savage.
Yes, sir.
I was going down the road about 2 weeks ago, kind of a day like this here. You just kind of stopped me in my mind tracks because you made a statement. You were talking about your father. I can't remember the whole thing, but you said you said your father taught you how to think, how to question things.
Right.
And I'm the father of a 7, a 9, and 11, and it made me just stop right then in my mind and go, you know what? I haven't done that with my children, God, I need to. And I said, I've never called Dr. Savage before, but I wanted him to expound upon that.
That's interesting.
I feel like my father taught me. He passed away a couple of years ago, but
right.
I want to have that conversation. I want to hear you talk more about that if you have a couple of minutes.
I'll do that for you. Now, you know, first I was going to give you a wise guy answer, like, yeah, he taught me how to think by slapping me in the head and saying, moron, don't be an idiot, think. But he didn't do that. If I would ask my father a question, going back, I'm talking to, I don't know, 3, 4, walking the streets, him holding my hand, looking up at windows, whatever I'd ask him. I was a curious kid. I asked about everything. How does a rose grow? Why is a rose pink? I mean, certain things, there were no answers that he could give me. But if I asked general question about something, he'd say, why don't you try to find the answer yourself? I didn't even know what he meant. I didn't know how to begin. So basically, although he was not college educated, he himself knew how to figure things out. So he taught me how to use deductive reasoning, inductive, deductive, ancient Greek philosophy, thinking. You have to teach a kid how to think because they don't teach them how to think in school. They teach them what to think in school. They teach them what they should think in school. In other words, it's groupthink. It's brainwashing. A child in school should be taught primarily how to think for himself, certainly needs to learn facts, and then he needs to learn how to interpret the facts through his own thinking. That's the ideal education. So it goes back to the same question. How would I teach a young child today? Oh, Tony Martin died? When? In 2012? Oh, just now, sorry. Big Democrat. All right, nevertheless, people die. You don't say anything negative about him. Lived a long life. The guy was like 91. Lived a long life for a lifetime. 98. I didn't do the math. 98? 98 with those politics? Unbelievable to me. Must have been the air in San Francisco or something. Lifetime left-wing fanatic. Didn't he recently make an embarrassment of himself, Tony Martin? He insulted the... He did recently, made a big gaffe. Then he apologized. Remember that? I forget, whatever. Let him rest in peace. That's all. So how do you teach a child to think? Let's say a child asks you a question. I don't know what the question may be. Okay, well, I'll bring one up. Daddy, what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? Let's make it basic. Let's say the kid's 7 and he's bright and he's the kid's watching all this going on. Daddy, what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? So you could say to your son or your daughter, well, son, why don't you try to figure it out for yourself? So the kid says, I don't know how to do that, Dad. So you say, well, why don't we watch television tonight and see a Democrat speak? And then we're going to watch a Republican talk about an issue. Okay, Dad, well, what will that tell me? Because I don't know what they're saying. Well, you'll see in a while what they're saying. For example, one group, the Democrats, want to tax people more. Daddy, what's a tax? So then you have to explain what a tax is. That means whatever you make, whatever you earn, let's say you sell comic books, these invisible government people take half of what you make from your comic book sale. So that'll open the kid's mind over, oh, wow. Because no kid thinks there's a thing as a tax. He doesn't even know what a tax is. So one group, the Democrats, want to take away more than half of what you get for your comic books for themselves so they can do what they want with it. And the other group wants to take away only a quarter of what you make and give it to others to buy votes. And you start with there. So they get a little variety. You know, they'll see that basically there's not that much of a difference in some areas, but they get a feeling of differences. And from that, you could develop. The ones who want to take away most of what you make from selling comic books are called socialists. You can explain what a socialist is. Big government, you know, that'd take a while. You don't have to go in there. And you can do that with any question on the earth. Daddy, why is the sky blue? He can't think that through. That you have to explain to him by looking it up, okay? But in terms of thinking, you could teach him how to think by teaching him how to evaluate the difference between A and B, right? Does that help at all? I'll be right back. Savage. The song is dedicated to Tony Martin, who died today at age 98. I confused him with the other one, the Democrat fanatic. I don't know what Tony Martin's politics were, nor do I want to know what they were, but he had a great voice. Great voice. I remember listening to him in a car when I was a kid. Do men have voices like this anymore? What happened to male voices? Where did they go? Why do they all sound so like squeaky pocketbook carrier type guys? Everyone's like Woody Allen. Even macho guys sound like Woody Allen now in the movies. They're not allowed to have any resonance or tone to their voice. Ah, the whole world's different, that's all. Supposed to be different, I guess. That's enough already, that's all. So what do you want to talk about? Chicken filet, Nancy Pelosi insulting Jews, shook Romney's hand. What's the shook Romney's hand? New York, WOR, Andy, line 4, go ahead, please. Andy.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Savage. I got a million points, but my main point is why doesn't Romney come on your show and get 10 million votes?
Don't know. I talked to someone who knows his campaign director very well, remain anonymous, and I have no idea. He's being a fool, I'll tell you that.
If
Romney is willing to go on opposition shows where they'll never vote for him, pander to the NAACP, smallest percentage imaginable would ever vote for him. You name it. And he won't come near this audience. I have no idea. Maybe he assumes that you're going to vote for him anyway.
Yeah, well, that's a mistake.
You know, and I don't really care at this point. You know, I'm going to vote for anybody but Obama, frankly. By the way, whatever happened to Fatso, Newt Gingrich, after he tried to destroy Romney? Romney is only down in the, you know, down in, because of what they did to him. No other reason. Where is old Fatso now?
Seven.
Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
We'll be right back. You've got to listen to this audio that we recorded for you today on the Savage Nation. Here is somebody from Fox News named Meatloaf Jr. interviewing Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, with Scalia saying that limitations can be put on the Second Amendment.
Can a legislature ban semi-automatic weapons, or can it ban magazines that carry 100 rounds without violating an individual's constitutional right to bear arms?
Yes, there are some limitations that can be imposed. What they are will depend on what the society understood were reasonable limitations at the time.
What about these technological limitations? Obviously, we're not now talking about a handgun or a musket. We're talking about a weapon that can fire 100 shots in a minute.
We'll see.
And he goes on.
Obviously, the amendment does not apply to arms that cannot be hand carried. It's to keep and bear, so it doesn't apply to cannons. But I suppose there are handheld rocket launchers that can bring down airplanes that will have to be it'll have to be decided.
How do you decide that if you're a textualist?
Very carefully. My starting point and probably my ending point will be what limitations are within the understood limitations that the society had at the time. They had some limitations on the nature of arms that could be borne. So it we'll see what those limitations are as applied to modern weapons.
Of course, that part is exactly what I've said again and again. I think Scalia must be listening to me, because if you remember, Michael Savage was the first after the shooting to say, unless we on the conservative side talk about controlling, for example, barrel magazines, body armor, the left is going to do it and we're not going to be real happy. So I think Scalia is right. Here's Nancy Pelosi saying that Republicans have exploited Jewish voters. Totally insane. Who is she to speak for Jewish voters? You know, you talk about somebody who is insulting and pandering, imperious, arrogant. The name is Pelosi in any language.
Many of the Republicans are using Israel as an excuse. Mm. What they really want are tax cuts for the wealthy. So Israel, that can be one reason they
put
forth.
That's why some of the Republican Jewish supporters are really...
Well, that's how they're being exploited.
Right.
And they're smart people. They follow these issues. Right.
And I guess he's been listening to Michael Savage, because former Vice President Dick the Hunter Cheney has finally admitted that Sarah Palin was a terrible candidate. I wonder what brought that up.
I've met her. I know her. She's an attractive candidate. But based on her background, she'd only been governor for what, 2 years. I don't think she passed that test. Being ready to take over. And I think that was a mistake.
Here's Romney finally sounding strong in Israel. Good for you, Mitt.
Make no mistake. The Ayatollahs in Tehran are testing our moral defenses. They want to know who will object and who will look the other way. We will not look away, nor will my country ever look away from our passion and commitment to Israel.
Would you or would you not then support Israel's bombing of Iran?
We should use every diplomatic and political vehicle that's available to us to keep Iran from becoming a nuclear capability state. If all those options fail, then we do have other options, and we don't take those other options off the table.
And at the same time, here's Obama trying to cover up his, shall I say, you can't call it weakness on Israel. His abandonment of Israel, does that work?
As many of you know, I have made it a top priority for my administration to deepen cooperation with Israel across the whole spectrum of security issues, intelligence, military, technology. What this legislation does is bring together all the outstanding cooperation that we have seen, really at an unprecedented level between our two countries, to underscore our unshakable commitment to Israel's security.
Well, and if you really need another reason to yawn at the Olympics, here's the octogenarian Paul McCartney doing the all-time worst version of one of his own songs, Ho Hum. 60s have been dead a long time.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Here are some of the headlines on MichaelSavage.com, the only website you've ever needed. Justice Scalia, the most conservative member of the Supreme Court, admits some limitations exist on arms, meaning guns, that are compatible with the Second Amendment. I agree with him 100%. He said, for example, when this law was written by the Founding Fathers, they limited the type of arms people could carry, such as you couldn't carry a battle axe, just as I say you can't have, well, you shouldn't be able to get body armor, nor a drum magazine, nor a machine gun. What's wrong with that? Finally, Nancy Pelosi, the most insulting ex-speaker of the House, tells Bloomberg News that Republican Jews are being exploited. Who is she to tell Jews what they're supposed to think? You know, if a black was told, blacks are being exploited by Republicans, what do you think black people would say, Nancy? How dare you speak for Jews? Dick Cheney says the selection of Sarah Palin last election was a mistake. Some would say the selection of Cheney was a bigger mistake. He gave us the Iraq War and billions of dollars to his former company. No one remembers that one, huh? Then Obama tries to placate the Jewish vote with Israel on a security act. Then there's Mitt Romney in Israel. Here's Spanish language ads we had today from the USDA promoting food stamp use in Mexico. Can you believe your government at work trying to get non-citizens to use food stamps?
El Departamento de Agricultura de los Estados Unidos, USDA, y su programa de servicio de alimentos y nutrición, SNAP, se enorgullecen en presentar la miniserie de radio Parque Alegría. Escúchenla acompañados de una deliciosa fruta fresca. ¡Comenzamos!
Dos mejores amigas, dos generaciones en armonía. Una mamá.
Quiero verme mejor.
Y su hija.
Ya no quiero jugar.
Todos comparten mucho en común en el Parque Alegría, donde aprenderán acerca de SNAP y cómo elegir comida más saludable.
Also on michaelsavage.com, Romney is in Israel. Everyone loves him there. Joker charged 116 counts of attempted murder. You say the NRA is big in D.C.? Hollywood outguns the NRA in D.C. Oh, yeah. Phelps loses his golden touch as French win the relay. French win the relay? Did you hear that story? Did you hear what else happened? Did you hear this? Questions are swirling around the fact that a Chinese female swimmer beat the time of the U.S. men's gold medalist. Top U.S. coach says it's disturbing. Flash mobs continue to rage through America. Read michaelsavage.com. Mob of 20 teens raid Chicago clothing store. Drunken gang of girls stab a 63-year-old Vietnam veteran on a New York City subway car who told him to quiet down. He's white. They're not white, not charged with a hate crime. Stabbed them for saying, please quiet down at 6 o'clock in the morning. Obama's in such trouble that he has called upon Bill Clinton, impeached president, to pitch for him. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine that? I can't imagine it. What else is on michaelsavage.com? Democrats are including a pro-gay marriage stance in their platform for the first time. Big mistake, my friends. The gays are going to vote for you anyway. Okay, I don't understand what they're doing here, but really, they don't know what they're doing, frankly. Mitt Romney goes to Poland. Lech Walesa endorses him. Good for him. Very, very good. Mitt's looking like a winner. Mitt and Mrs. Mitt look like Mr. and Mrs. America. And Michelle, old Michelle Obama, you know, the one who says tax the rich? Yeah, she wore a $6,800 sweater to Buckingham Palace. Does that work well for you? All this and more right here on the Savage Nation.
Wait, hang on before I go.
You know, I hate seeing my electric meter spinning around like some crazed hamster wheel. Running the AC is like watching dollar bills fly out of poorly insulated windows. It costs thousands to replace windows, but for a fraction of the cost, you can put gorgeous energy-saving solar shades over your windows from Blinds.com. Blinds.com saves my listeners and me in so many ways. They offer a huge selection of designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes at prices lower than Lowe's and Home Depot by posting free online how-to videos that make transforming any room in about 20 minutes very easy and by yourself. Listen, by making measuring so utterly goof-proof that even if you mismeasure, which is next to impossible, they'll remake it for free. Get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states, plus expert installers if you need one. Save an extra 20% on top brands through July 31st at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, where prices absolutely crush home improvement stores. Don't be blind. Go to Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Did you get it? Blinds.com. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. I'm a proud American, borders, language, culture. I'm not a citizen of the world. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. How about you? We're talking about various and sundry topics, but here's a big one. For weeks, the Democrats have been screaming that Mitt Romney should release his tax returns. Well, as you know, turnabout is fair play. Some people started to scream that Nancy Pelosi should release her tax returns, so she downplayed her tax return demand. Facing questions about why Pelosi and other top congressional officials won't release their tax returns, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, D. California, downplayed her previous demands for presumptive GOP nominee Romney to release his, calling the issue a distraction. What you may not know is that only 17 of 535 members of the House of Congress released their tax returns when asked. So to single out Romney, as you well know, was an attempted trick by the Dems. But Pelosi, when asked to release her tax returns, said, "Oh, we shouldn't talk about that. We should be talking about middle-income tax cuts." Well, that's very interesting, isn't it? I guess turnabout is fair play. I wonder what Dianne Feinstein's tax returns would show, for example. Do you think she has benefited during her tenure as senator? I wonder. I really wonder if she took the job because she wanted to lose money. 1-800-449-8255. Any topic is fair game. I'd rather avoid topics that have to do only with politics. They're a little boring, dull, predictable, and very, 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 very boring. So let's go to the callers who have been listening. If you just joined us, you'll catch up as the callers call in. Larry in New York on WOR. What's on your mind, Larry?
Yeah, hi there, Michael. I want to say, although I agree wholeheartedly with your message, I was offended several times when you boasted with pride how you bought a chicken breast for your dog. I mean, when there are people starving in the world, is it not good enough to ask the restaurant for the scraps from people's plates to give to your dog? Do you have to...
Larry, come on, you're pulling my leg. You don't own a dog, do you?
I had a dog for 13 years that I loved more than anything, and I never...
And you were so cheap that you fed him scraps rather than a chicken breast?
I gave him dog food, is what I gave her.
Actually. Oh, so why are you self-righteous about dog food? What do you think that comes from?
I don't know what it comes from, but
I know. You don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to make a mockery of you, but my friend, dog food is not made by Obama. The government doesn't manufacture it out of the molecules in the air. It's from slaughtered animals. What do you think dog food is?
Okay, but there are people that there you could feed a family of four on a 1095.
So wait, let me see if I understand you. I go to the restaurant. I'm ordering pasta and a salad. And I say to my friend Lorenzo, give him a chicken breast, no salt and pepper. I should take the chicken breast and walk around San Francisco looking for a homeless person?
No, I mean, on moral grounds, you shouldn't order an entree in a restaurant for a dog. I think a lot of people
shouldn't? What do you mean, I shouldn't? You're paying for it?
What about your audience who can't afford, some of the people who can't afford to go to restaurants? Don't you want to garner their support, too, from the poorer classes?
Wait, this is crazy. So when I order a hamburger for my dog in a restaurant, that's your business, too?
I think it's everybody's business. It's a humanitarian point. There are people starving in Africa. For $10, you could feed a family for a week.
Now you're pulling my leg. So you mean I should fly over Africa in a jet plane and drop McDonald's bags down there? What are you talking?
Well, you could send the $10 over there. That'll be a lot easier.
Who in Africa should get the $10? Obama's uncle? If you have Obama's uncle's address in Kenya, I'll send him a $10 bill.
So the next time
he stops for a traffic ticket, he can see if he can smear the cop. All right, thanks for the call. That's an interesting call. It's very funny, the people starving in Africa. Yeah, right. Okay, they're not starving in Africa. They're not starving. No one's starving. Well, the UN food. How about all of the waste and fraud in the UN? Where does that money go to? That's where you should be directing your ire. Not that I buy my dog a chicken breast. Chicken breast. Getting tongue-tied from it all. Chris in New York, WOR. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
I have a rag-to-riches story.
Go ahead.
I worked hard most of my life, and I was fired from my job because I have diabetes, and there's no laws to protect working guys like me.
They actually fired you? Wait, that's a violation of the ADA. You can get a lawyer.
The ADA was... The ADA was I was just overlooked by a federal judge in Brooklyn.
Let me see. How long ago did this happen, Chris?
Oh, this happened quite a while ago. I went to court with it in 2003.
Yeah, but the ADA was in force in 2003.
It was in the American Family Medical Leave Act too, which was circumvented. All right.
I don't understand. You mean they fired you saying you had diabetes and that's the reason they fired you?
They said I was taking off days, but what happened to me was it affected my vision for a while, and I refused to go to work or go down the train with my tracks as a conductor on a New York City subway train.
In other words, it was a disability-related absence. I agree with you.
Well, the union didn't do much to help me. That's why I don't like unions and the system.
I got to tell you something. I'm a former teacher, and when I had trouble with management, the union stabbed me in the back. They took the side of management.
Well, that's what Transport Workers Union did here in New York City.
They're all the same. They always pretend they're for the worker, but they take the side of management. So did you retire with a pension or what?
I tried to fight it in court just to get my pension, and I lost in Second Circuit Court.
Oh, my God. So you don't even have a pension after all those years?
Ended up on disability after being on welfare, which I didn't want to be on.
That's awful. Look, this is an injustice. The ADA was written to help people with real illnesses, not the fakers.
Savage.
As you know, the chasm between the law and justice is insurmountable. If you're going to look for justice in the law, you're never going to find it. This was explained to me a long time ago, that law and justice and the law are two different things. You know, as Samuel Johnson, the great 18th century essayist, wrote, the law is an ass. And that's absolutely true. Law has almost nothing to do with justice. It's written almost for itself. It's a trick. It's a trick game. What else do you want to talk about? Peggy and Santa Maria, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
That last caller that said you had the nerve to buy your dog a chicken breast. We feed ours chicken breast all the time, Michael. I want you to know that I appreciate you.
I buy at least two chickens a week in the supermarket I eat it and the dog eats it. I mix it with his dry food and I put carrots in there.
We do too. Ours love broccoli also, and one of them, and we have two Maltese, and one of them likes to throw.
It's funny. I heard some dogs like broccoli. Teddy hates broccoli. He'll eat carrots. But he won't eat broccoli. I guess he didn't listen to George Bush about the broccoli part. But I will tell you. I will tell you this: he's a fiscal poodle. He's a fiscally conservative poodle.
Yes, that's great.
Thanks for the call. No more dog calls. That's all. The kiss of death. They say the poodle is amongst the smartest breeds. Who knows? Everyone thinks their kid's the smartest. Their dog is the smartest. Thinking of dogs for the moment, can you explain to me why we haven't seen Obama's dog recently? Where is that dog? He was using him around holidays. What is the dog's name, Beowulf? Do you remember the dog's name? Bo? Bo Fiddley. Bo Diddley. No, Obama hasn't yet taken his dog on the road because that would be a big hit. Does Mitt have a dog? Wait a minute. Does Mitt have a dog? Does anyone know if Romney has a dog? See, they're not using dogs. You have to kiss babies and walk with your dog in order to attract voters. So let's play a game. We know that Obama has a dog named Bo, and what is it, a water spaniel of some kind? Who knows what it is? Probably a welfare recipient there behind the scenes. If Mitt Romney were to get a dog for the campaign, what would he have to get? That's an interesting question because it relates to his persona. What would match Mitt Romney's persona as a dog for him to carry to walk around on the campaign trail? The first thing that comes to my mind, I don't know why, is like a St. Bernard. I have no idea why. It doesn't match anything in Utah or Samoa or Mormon. Why a St. Bernard? I don't know why a St. Bernard comes to mind. A Labrador Retriever, no, that's not Mitt Romney. Maybe a Golden Lab. He's like a Golden Lab. Golden Labs have great temperaments. We knew it when the kids were young. We never had one, but we were told that the kids poke them, push them, bite them, and nothing happens. They have good natured temperaments. So he is like a Golden Lab. Mitt Romney's like a Golden Lab. No matter how Obama punches him in the stomach, pokes him, puts a pencil in his ear, he doesn't seem to take any offense at it. That's the problem. That's the problem. He's got to stop being a golden retriever, and he's got to start becoming He's got to reach for the pit bull within. Maybe it'll come out later on. Who knows? Whatever. Who knows? We don't know. Speaking of, you want to hear a funny dog story? I'm walking the dog today in the city. I have one of those roller leashes. I keep him close. I let him run. He pees in every five. He's 11 pounds. He doesn't miss a pole. He doesn't miss a fire hydrant, a pole, a lamppost, a bush, a wall. Every 10 feet, he's driving me crazy. It's incomprehensible that a dog this small could have that much water in his body. And it gets me crazy because I like to walk fast. So I'm passing a group of yakkers coming into North Beach. You know the type of idiots who block the sidewalk? Like a bunch of girls. They don't shut up. And I didn't want to say I'm on your left. I just didn't even want to talk to them. I kind of squirm around them with the dog. And one of them accidentally kicks the dog in her stride. I didn't see it. I didn't hear a yelp. And she starts to laugh. And she's, look at that. I kicked the dog. I got so mad. I turned around and I said, what are you laughing for? What are you laughing for? I said, if you're a human being, your response wouldn't be that of laughter. You kick a little dog and you think it's funny? Yeah, well, the smile went off her face. But that, I mean, what are you supposed to do? It was an accident, right? But the response was inappropriate. And what I'm getting at is we have a lot of disconnect between reality and fantasy and humanity in San Francisco and every city in America. But you see, I have anger control. Believe me, and that could have been dog rage. It could have been walk rage. It could have been roller rage. It could have been any rage that I wanted it, but I controlled it. I said what I had to say, okay, but I didn't do anything. I mean, that girl really deserved to have something more than me saying it to her. But, you know, it would have happened, right? And I'm not a violent person. 1-800-449-8. You can see it's a different kind of show today. I'm not doing the Romney, Obama, vaudeville act today. I can't do it. I don't want to do it today. It's a beautiful day. Normal people are on vacation. Sane people are either swimming right now or enjoying a glass of alcohol somewhere. I'm on radio. And if you're listening to me, it means that you also are a working stiff. 600-year-old bras discovered. Revolutionary finding in the world of underwear at Austrian Castle. You hear this? This is a news story. What do you mean? They didn't have them then? Is that was not known? There was no brassiers 600 years ago? Is that really a true story? 600-year-old linen bras found in Austrian Castle. Why is that a news story? The Archaeological Institute of the University of Innsbruck shows a medieval bra. The bra is commonly thought to be little more than 100 years old, as corseted women abandoned rigid fashion and opted for the more natural look. But that timeline is about to be revised with the discovery of four brassieres from the Middle Ages in a debris-filled vault of an Austrian castle. It indicates the bra was already worn around 600 years ago before being abandoned for the stiff stays dictated by the form-hugging clothing that became the mode for centuries. A revolutionary discovery has hit the world of underwear. Women 600 years ago wore bras. I don't understand why it's a story. I guess people didn't know it. I don't quite understand why that's a big story. I mean, I thought women, did they wear them in Esther's time and in biblical times? They walked around basically with a muumuu in the desert. They hadn't. I don't understand it. I think brassieres are very bad on it. I mean, I don't want to get into lewd, stupid jokes, but truthfully, if I were a woman, I wouldn't wear a brassiere. I think they're damaging to a woman's breasts, frankly. You know, I mean, all of that pressure constantly your whole life pressing you in, I wouldn't wear it. Here in San Francisco, here's what they're featuring. There's a chef with some chain of restaurants. He's unveiled a $245 20-course meal of his special creations. You can puke for any one of them. Not, I wouldn't eat any of them if they gave them to me for free. Like for lunch today, I said, give me a salad, lettuce, tomato, and onion with a dressing I love. Vinegar dressing, and give me the rigatoni with marinara. Look at this. A new menu at the enormous flagship restaurant. It's called The Gamut. It's $245 and 20 courses. You want to hear the first course? Geoduck clam, two ways. White gazpacho, sparkling grapes, and almonds. My mother would turn over in her grave. She'd say, what is it, leftovers from the kitchen can that they threw on a plate and put a flour on it? That's course number one. Can you imagine 20 courses? Here's number two. Oh, that's not on the menu. It's actually like a piece of salmon. Liberty Farms duck breast, miso pear puree, hijiki vinaigrette, and daishi broth. Unbelievable. Next course. Liberty Farms duck breast with lobster pot pie behind. Lobster pot pie behind?
I didn't know a lobster had a behind. A lobster pot pie behind? Oh, maybe they got a word wrong in it. I don't know. But would you buy a 20-course menu for $245? Reservations are required for the morons to line up. Oh, takes 4 hours to complete this meal. 4 hours to sit in a restaurant and go, oh, is that, did you try that? Oh, wow. Did you try the tomato terrine? Oh, I never ate anything like that. Oh, did you try the geoduck clam two ways? Oh, that was, oh my God, that was amazing. I'm going to have diabetes. Look at these meals. First of all, if you sit for 4 hours, that's a disaster for your blood sugar. Then it comes with cheesecake, sugar wafers, walnut crisps. I never eat dessert, incidentally. I think one of the reasons that I've gotten this far is I don't eat dessert. I stopped dessert after the age of 9. It was killing me. I would go to school with narcolepsy from what my mother gave me. Between the heavy meals and the jelly donuts, I couldn't stay awake in school. I would doze off. No, seriously, I got into the nutrition field. Never eat dessert. It's poison. The sugar disease is what kills most Westerners. It's not fat, by the way. The greatest threat to your health, in my estimation, is not fat, it's sugar. Sugar is the number one killer in Western civilization. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Let's get down to a very serious topic. George Zimmerman goes on a Fox News show with Wallbanger, who... I'm going to ask you something. You know what came out? George Zimmerman prosecution may use TV interview as evidence. So Hannity, either on purpose or inadvertently, set up Zimmerman for a fall. George Zimmerman's television interview, in which he said he had few regrets about the night he killed teenager Trayvon Martin, has been entered as possible evidence in his upcoming murder trial. In a wide-ranging interview with Fox News' Wallbanger, Zimmerman, appearing articulate and calm, said he neither regretted carrying a gun nor pursuing the 17-year-old Martin. I feel that it was all God's plan, he told the uneducated Wallbanger. When asked if there was anything you might do differently from the Wallbanger, Zimmerman fell into the trap and said, no, sir. This morning, the prosecution entered the tape of the interview with Wallbanger into discovery and could attempt to admit it as evidence in Zimmerman's trial on charges of second-degree murder. So, in other words, there's several stories here. One, he never should have agreed to the interview. B, Wallbanger should apologize profusely for having set Zimmerman up like this. Even by accident, Wallbanger owes him for setting him up like this. You could argue that Fox News and Wallbanger committed a great crime by taking this poor guy who doesn't have any skills in the media and manipulating him into an interview, number one, telling him we'd be friendly to you, number two, and then setting him up to say something that'll be used to burn him. I mean, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about Wallbanger on Fox News setting Zimmerman up, where the prosecution today pounced on the interview, and they're going to say they're going to use the TV interview as evidence? They introduced it today in discovery. George Zimmerman said that the shooting of Trayvon Williams was God's plan on Wallbanger's show. That's an amazing story. The prosecution leapt into the fray, and I believe that Wallbanger is liable here. I'm not a lawyer, but something's wrong with this picture. When set up with a question by Wallbanger, if there was anything you might do differently, that was asked by Wallbanger Hannity. Zimmerman responded, no, sir. Now they're going to crucify him with this. Now you could say, well, that's his problem. He didn't have to go on the show. He should not have answered the question. I don't know that that absolves. I would never set someone up like that. I wouldn't say to a guy who's in a murder case, was there anything you might do differently? Well, what's a leading question? That's a prosecutor's question. And although Hannity never went past high school, he should know that. You don't have to have gone to college to know that. I mean, even though the most experience he's ever had in the world prior to being on radio was as putting up drywall. And I have nothing against drywall. I teach that at San Quentin, how to put up drywall, and I understand that. He got very lucky filling in for Rush, and then he turned himself into a big star. But don't you think that Wallbanger, I affectionately call him that, set up Zimmerman by saying, is there anything you might do differently? That's a leading question. And by the way, if I were a defense attorney, I would object to such a question and not permit it to be asked of my client. But there he was, set up by Hannity Wallbanger. Houston Don, you're on the Savage Nation. How do you feel about that?
Yes, I watched the interview last night, and the thing that impressed me the most was that his criminal defense attorney was sitting right next to him, and he would have stopped the interview if there was anything that would have prejudiced him. In fact, he did one time when he asked him some questions about the defense fund. He did stop him from saying anything about that.
So what you're saying is that Zimmerman's defense attorney is liable here for letting him answer the question.
I think they did that as a PR move, actually.
Who did what as a PR move?
Zimmerman and his attorney.
Yeah, well, he needs money. The poor guy's not a rich guy. He needs money for his defense, so he needs exposure, so he goes on this show. But I'm saying the prosecution said they're going to take the interview and use it as far as the prosecution now to further the prosecution.
Well, I think the only way they could use it is if they could find something that was inconsistent with prior statements in which they would try to impeach his testimony.
Well, they do, because Wallbanger asked them something, and he said, is there anything you might do differently? And Zimmerman said no, and that was the end of the road for him, because he's been saying the opposite.
Well, I think he had to say no, because otherwise he would have set himself up for...
Here's the problem. One thing everyone listening to the show should learn is that if you're ever going to go to trial, don't go don't do any media. You can't win. Let your lawyer talk. Let your lawyer do your talking. Don't you do it, because you're going to be screwed every which way to Sunday. We have a clip of Zimmerman saying it was all God's plan. Let's hear clip one, all God's plan.
I feel that it was all God's plan.
Okay. Very short segment, makes sense. Makes no sense without Wallbanger, is that what you're saying? Let me hear clip 15, the one you have up on the thing.
I would not have done anything differently, but I do wish that there was something, anything I could have done that wouldn't have put me in the position where I had to take his life. And I do want to tell everyone, my wife, my family, my parents, my grandmother, the Martins, the city of Sanford, and America, that I'm sorry that this happened. I hate to think that because of this incident, because of my actions, it's polarized and divided America, and I'm truly sorry.
I'm sure he is, and I'm sure it was an accidental death, and I'm sure he was fighting for his life, which is not to say that the other boy should be dead. We wish the other boy were alive, but he isn't. Now what, you want to ruin two lives because Al Sharpton shot his big mouth off and Jesse Jackson went down there with the race baiting? That's the only reason this poor guy is in the trouble he's in, is because of these race baiters and these race haters. Then they found out that the guy is part black. They weren't saying very much after that. Suddenly it wasn't white on black. It was suddenly something else. And you haven't heard from him, have you? No. So it's a terrible tragedy. The kid's dead. Zimmerman obviously was fighting for his life. He didn't go out hunting and looking for anybody. There had been burglaries in the neighborhood. He was one of the watch patrolmen trying to prevent the further burglaries. He did the right thing. He didn't have to shoot the guy. I don't know. What would you have done if you're on the ground and the guy's pounding your head? Tell me, and reaching for the gun in your waistband. Tell me what you would have done. You would have done the same thing. Well, the old adage, you know, it's easy to say and it's a joke. Better to be judged by, right, 9 than buried by whatever. Well, he's alive now. He's going to be judged by what, 9? Is it 9 in a jury? I don't even know. 12. That's what I said. Better to be judged by 9 than 12 with the juries today. 1-800-449. Better to be judged by 12 than buried by how many? 6? Yeah, 6. That's the number. You got to get 6. I don't think I could find 6 people to carry a casket after a lifetime. Who would be there? 1-800. Terrible story. I have to lighten it up. It's sad. I mean, how would you like to be in his position every day, waking up with this monkey on his back? You know what I'm saying? This is every day. And Syria, my God. You don't know which side to be on here. You know that Assad's a murderous thug. But you know the other side of murderous thugs. So you don't know which way, you don't know what to do. What, you want Hezbollah now to get the you want Al-Qaeda to get the nuclear weapons and the chemical weapons? Why is China and Russia on the side of Syria, rather, on the side of the so-called sacred rebels? And why is the United States under Hillary Clinton? Why does she have this wrong as well? They were on the side of the rebels in Egypt. Look what we got. We got the Muslim Brotherhood. So you mean Hillary Clinton didn't know that by overthrowing Mubarak, we'd get the Muslim Brotherhood? Or she did know? So if she did know, why is she on their side? Why has she been on the side of the radical Islamists from Libya to Egypt to Syria? Why? What are they trying to do? Foment the worldwide rising of Islamism around the world? Now, paranoid people would say yes. This whole administration seems to be pro-Islamist. Everyone seems to know that except the Jewish ladies in the Century Village dining hall of Boca Raton where Obama appeared. They have no idea he's the greatest enemy in the history of Israel.
Savage.